Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Scotty Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SCOT and on the OTC markets under the symbol SCTSF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Brad Rourke. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, we are going to be focusing on the Scotty Gold Mine property. This includes the Blueberry Zone. So this is an area that the company has been drilling, or well, drilled this last summer. Still has a lot of core in the lab, but even the last couple news releases, it's been three now, we have seen some impressive grades, some just simply good drill results here. The title of the news release that came out just yesterday, November 9th, says Scotty Resources reports intercept of 12 grams per ton gold over just a little over 6 meters. This extends the Blueberry Zone 100 meters to the south. Let's just start with the simple title there, Brad. Talk us through what this Blueberry Zone is looking like now with the drill results that have come out so far, please.
Well, hey, nice to talk to you again. And then, you know, just as you said it, I think it might be almost a little bit misrepresented. Yes, we do have a 12 gram hit over 6 meters, and we did extend our strike length, but that 12 meter hole was actually a little deeper than we've normally gone in. So it wasn't on that north-south strike. It is a hit, but it was in between. It's 100 meters from any drill hole ever done, both to the north and south, and more importantly, its depth. So it's a great, great hit. We did extend Blueberry from, I guess, as our last release, we were saying 500 meters, and now we're up to 650. And the furthest that we've gone on that was it's about a 70 gram meter hole. So it's still an extraordinary good hole. And then another one of 4.5 of over 12 meters, all close to surface. So what we've done essentially is sure we've had some fantastic results, and they coincide really well with the previous last two news releases. But what we want to show people is, you know, 25 months ago, we had no clue of any of this. We came up with some theories. We've been playing this out, and 80% of our holes have hit along this contact between the sediments and the volcanic rocks. So we're feeling pretty good about it now. And now we've been able to just have enough information out there where people can start visualizing and just seeing this from a different perspective. And it looks really good.
Brad, let's talk through figure one of the news release. It's a long section of this Blueberry Zone. I'll post it below this interview, but it really goes to show some of the high grade that you're hitting close to surface, a little bit deeper down over this 650 meter strike. Now the red blobs, those are the highest grade, and those are over 20 gram per ton intercepts. What's this long section showing you? Simplify it for us, please.
Well, long section just kind of, if you're looking at something head on, you know, we have a lot of bird's eye views, which we call a plan view, but a long section is just basically if you could look at it as a portrait. And so that way you can kind of see how this geology works together from a regular person's eye. It's hard to think in 3D. It really is. So basically, you know, you've got this so far 650 meters of strike, and we're open on both ways. We haven't been cut off anywhere at depth or to the north or to the south yet. So who knows how big it is. And we even have a few more holes that are going to come out and test that for a little bit more. And then as you see those red blobs and such, those are some of our bigger hits. But don't get fooled. Like, this is a total of about 6,000 meters drilling only to find this. And so we still have, even this season, I have 22 more holes that are going into this. So, like I say, so far we've been about 80% have been hitting along this theory that we had together. So it's holding in. And then we were able to drill off the northern holes, and that would be to the left side if you're looking at the long section. And as you can see, there's three fantastic. In fact, they're not red anymore; they're black because they're off the charts. So, you know, 28 grams over 5 meters, and 16 grams over 10 meters, and 14 grams over 8 meters. So, we were able to drill, and so we did about six holes in around there, trying to understand that. And like I say, and then we've been lightly filling in, and I mean they're new discoveries for us. So, you know, next year we'll be able to fill it in even more. But I still have half the results coming from Blueberry yet to come for this season.
So out of that 14,500 meter drill program, how many meters approximately are still to be released, and where were those meters focused? If you could use that long section again, please.
Sure. So this long section is only Blueberry, and probably just a little less than 3,000 meters have yet to come. I still have 5,000 meters coming from Scotty Goldmine, which is, if you go look back from last year and the year before, we've had extraordinary hits, 109 grams over 2.5 meters on a pure 30-meter step out from any hole. So we're following up on that, although I don't have these results, but is a lot of, much like what we did with Blueberry, we just happened to get these results first. But, you know, Scotty probably has a lot of the surprises for us, let's hope, in the good way. And then, of course, we did 2,000 meters at Domino on the other side of Scotty Gold, and 2,000 meters at Georgia River. And I'm just generalizing. I think it's 1,870 meters and such, but just for a broad stroke. So there's more than 10,000 meters yet to still come to us. So we're excited to see if we can continue on with some of the success that we've had up to this thus far.
So, Brad, what do you want people to focus on as these further results come out? Because this Blueberry zone is looking attractive. But as you said, you have meters still to come back from the Scotty Goldmine, Domino, and Georgia River. This does still sound like a lot of just true exploration work, right? Because these are relatively new discoveries. What should investors be focused on as the rest of these results roll out?
Well, you know, we're sticking to the plan that we've always said we're going to do. We're probably finished consolidating lands, and we want to show a pathway to at least a million high-grade ounces. I think we'll have a pretty good realized understanding of where we might be with that goal. And that goal's, well, you know, we're comfortable. It's coming quick. You know, again, let's get some more results in and let's under promise and over deliver. But, you know, I think we're getting pretty close to our goal and seeing that. And then if the market needs us to do a resource, and, you know, we'll do it what the market really at the time tells us what to do. But I think right now we are an exploration company. Yes, we own a vast tract of land, but I think size matters when, I think gone are the days of these smaller exploration companies. And if we're going to attract strong partners, they want to see size and runway. So we certainly can provide that. And so, yeah, stay tuned. Like I say, I have 50% of the drill holes I've ever drilled in the history of me being with this company. And I've been here, this is my sixth year of running it. I still have 50% of the holes I've ever drilled that I've yet to see. So hopefully it can continue with as good as we've had in the last two seasons, because we're pretty happy with every year so far. So, and we theoretically we should be getting smarter, right, with every drill hole. So let's hope our team hangs in there. But I'm pretty proud of our team and so far so good.
Hey Brad, kudos so far, right? These are some good drill results, and still a lot more to come. I feel like we do need to talk about what's going on in the Golden Triangle, though, because that's where these projects are. That's where the company is focused. But the big news out of the Golden Triangle was the Newcrest takeover of Pretium. That's a $2.8 billion takeover. You guys are close to Pretium. Take us through what that could possibly even mean for the company and even your takeaways from that transaction.
Well, I'm Canadian, and Canadian dollars, it's a $3.5 billion transaction. That's 2.8 US. And very surprised, or not surprised, everybody, the speculation's been there. No one could really speculate who was there. You know, when the new team went in, Pretium, it was pretty obvious they were cleaning that up to sell it. And so, first off, congratulations to the Pretium shareholders. That's been great. I mean, I'm a Smithers guy. I've seen it go from, you know, I've been watching it very closely for almost 10 years. So it's really awesome to see that. And then it's for Scotty, it's great. I mean, we're excited, because what it does is just brings more eyes to the area. And all we can ask for is just people to look at the value that we might be able to provide to people. So I think it's good for everybody in the area. But I happen to be a pretty close neighbor. I mean, I have two borders that I really touch with most of our lands, Pretium, and then Ascot. So they'll have a mill turning in 2022. And, you know, now I have a neighbor of Newcrest. And so it's great. I just think it's good for the area. It's good for everybody working in the area just to show the interest that's happening. Because remember, Hochschild just did $100 million with Skeena, right? And of course, the GT Gold transaction. Just in 12 months, you know, it's well over $4 billion of things that have happened in this downturn that we've been experiencing for the last 14 months. So lots going on, and I just think this just solidifies the Golden Triangle as a district that just everyone around the world is going to look at and be very serious about it.
Hey, this is a big transaction, and any M&A is, I think, good for the sector, as you said, even during this downtrend. Before we wrap it up real quick, Brad, just update everybody what the cash in the bank situation is for the company to keep moving forward with these projects.
Sure. So we've our work season's pretty much done. So everything's slowed right down on the amount of money we're spending in. But I'm about $4 million in the bank right now. I don't have any big debts and such. So we're in no duress. I think we ride out these interesting times right now and just keep doing what we're doing. We're going to go marketing and just make sure everybody who's interested in any in this industry that they know about what we have to offer. And we'll just act accordingly. But yeah, so there's $4 million. I've never hardly gone into a season with $4 million, let alone end the season with it. So we're feeling pretty good right now.
All right, Brad, really appreciate the update. It's always enjoyable chatting with you, and thanks for addressing those questions on these recent drill results. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those addressed for you. And hey, Brad, we'll follow up on the back of some more news releases. It sounds like a lot of drill results to come. So thanks for your time, Brad. Have a great rest of your week. Keep us up to date on future news.
Great talking to you. Bye now.